Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today we're going to talk about five simple steps for you to be able to find out if an influencer has fake Instagram followers so you can get the most bang for your buck. The power of Instagram influencer partnerships has been proven to impact brand sales. A simple post featuring a product and a few carefully chosen words and hashtags can lead to thousands of sales overnight. But choosing your Instagram influencer partner isn't quite as easy as just seeing who has the biggest fan base, as even on this platform, fake followers can be bought. Why is Instagram such a great place for influencer partnerships? Well, Instagram has more than 3 million users, and it's become one of the most engaging platforms of all social media networks. It's beating out Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, you name it. And according to some surveys recently, 93% of marketers consider influencer engagement as an effective strategy to build brand awareness. Nowadays, marketers are realizing the power of social media in connecting with influencers. Social influencers are considered modern-day celebrities and sometimes reach more than 4 million people on one of their platforms alone. That's crazy, right? 4 million people? In fact, social influencers often have a much bigger fan base than those of real celebrities. And when we say real, we're saying musicians and actors, even personalities. Brands are realizing that this is a huge innovative opportunity for their companies, and we're seeing that brands are setting higher and higher budgets for influencer marketing every year. In fact, there are massive returns on investments that can be sourced with social media influencers. So what's the deal with fake followers? Just as much as your brand is really looking for an influencer, an influencer is wanting as many brands as they can work with to notice them for a few reasons. So Instagram accounts grow organically based on how much an influencer posts. And by working with more brands, those partnerships can allow them to gain new followers from the brand's own line. And another reason, well, duh, money. Influencers love the taste of making money from creating content, and they obviously want to make as much money as they can. For some influencers, you know, influencer marketing is their only job. This is what they do day in, day out. It's why they're so good at it. And they expect to make enough money to live quite well. And these are known as professional social media influencers. Others do it as a hobby, or they do it on their weekend, or they're doing it while they're working another job, hoping that they can eventually move over to being a professional media influencer. So that brings us back to the whole fake follower issue. Brands can choose influencers who look like they can get the brand the most eyeballs as possible. I mean, that's why you're gonna do it, right? You're gonna look and be like, oh, option A reaches this many people. Option B, oh, you know, there are 150,000 less. You're gonna go with option A most likely. It's all about having the appearance of higher reach. But if an influencer doesn't have a large fan base, they're gonna get overlooked. And often they get overlooked even if their content's really, really great. So what's an Instagrammer going to do? They have an option that's easy. They can buy fake followers, and they can look big, and they can reel in more brand partnerships. We're not saying everyone does this, but it's really not an uncommon practice. So how do you tell if someone bought fake followers? It's really important to keep tabs on potential influencers you want to work with and make sure they're reaching actual people and not just spam bots and fake accounts. So really, you know, what good are numbers if they're not reaching a good percentage of real users? Well, we have those five steps I was telling you about. They're super simple. First, you're gonna wanna look at individual followers. This can be a really great way to detect if the influencer's purchased followers. If fake, you you're going to notice that their followers have a very minimal activity on the page. They're not going to have pictures, they're not going to have posts, they're going to have no followers. So literally go click on one of the followers of an influencer and see, are they real? Do they have a life? Are they active on social? They haven't been updated in years. They're typically known as dead accounts. The second thing you're going to do is actually check their engagement. Look at how many people are responding to that influencer's post. Specifically, look for low or no engagement. Take a look at their likes, their follows, and look at that ratio. You can see that an account has really large numbers of followers, but super small amounts of likes or comments. And if that's the case, the chances are they have dead accounts again following them. You know, the third thing that you're going to be looking for is super spammy comments. Take a look at the comments by the followers on a post. Do they make absolutely no sense whatsoever to any language in the world? It's spam. Complete gibberish means complete, total waste, not real people. Total spam bots. The fourth thing you're going to do is see if any buying service is following their account. We didn't even think of this one. We have to credit Social Draft for coming up with it. So how can you tell if a buying service is following an influencer's account? Click it, and under their bio, they're going to actually be advertising that they sell fans. So they're just out there collecting accounts as they go. And the fifth way is you're going to use a tool. There are tools out there like InstaCheck, it's a good one, which will look up and let you know exactly how many fan accounts are fake. We've tested it, and I know that my agency hasn't bought any followers, but we've still had a few show up as fake. So whether or not it's absolutely accurate, don't worry about that. It could also be that some of our fans just haven't used their accounts in a while and become dead accounts. What you're really looking for is a high ratio, a high number. If you're seeing that 15%, 20%, 30% or more even are all dead and fake accounts, keep that in mind because the price tag that influencer is charging you is based on their fan count. Now, stop, look left, look right, and then proceed cautiously. Choose your influencers wisely. Be on the radar and up to date with up and coming influencers. Be sure to frequently scout new potential influencer options that you can see your company working with. And if you're in contact with their agents, ask them what their successes have been with their clients. See what brands have had successes with, what percentage of people have used their links or codes, and see if there's any case studies that they have available. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful and really would appreciate it if you would share any feedback. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacy Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.